Following the bracha that we've been studying for the last few nights, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, who put together the tefillot in our Sidur, included a tefillah, a short tefillah, beginning with the words, Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha, Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avotai. The Gemara tells us that there were many Tanaim and Amoraim who compiled their own personal prayers at various parts of the davening, and some of those personal prayers are included in our Sidur as well. This paragraph, Yehi Ratzon, is the personal davening, the personal prayer tefillah of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasih. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah included his personal prayer at this point in the davening. In fact, the Tur in Siman Mem Vav tells us that this is one of the places in the Sidur that a person should add their personal prayers. That's what it means here. When Rabbi Yehuda HaNasih came up with his own tefillah and the Chachamim felt it's appropriate to add it, they were not suggesting that only Rabbi Yehuda HaNasih's personal prayer is appropriate. It is, for we'll take a look at what it says, but so are ours. And so if we have our own tefillot that we want to add, tefillot that are on our minds, things that we need Hashem's support for in the coming day or in the coming hours or weeks, this is an entirely appropriate place to add those tefillot. Let's take a look at what Rabbi Yehuda HaNasih had to say, and perhaps some of the ideas that the Chachamim felt are appropriate for us to include in our davening, in our text of davening that has obviously now been formalized and be standardized. Yiratzon milfanecha Adonai Elokai v'Elokei Avotai shetatzilenu hayom v'chol yom me'azei panim u'me'azut panim me'adam ra u'me'chaver ra u'me'shachen ra u'me'pega ra u'me'satan ha'mashchit u'me'din kasheh u'me'ba'al din kasheh bein shehu ben brit u'vein she'eino ben brit. May it be your will, Hashem, my God and the God of my forefathers, that you rescue me today and every day from brazen men and from brazenness, from an evil man, an evil companion, an evil neighbor, an evil mishap, the destructive spiritual impediment, a harsh trial, and a harsh opponent, whether he is a member of the covenant or whether he is not a member of the covenant. So let's take a look at some of the key ideas that are here. So again, we see this theme appearing in multiple places in the davening, that I place myself not only as an individual before the Ribono Shel Olam, but as an individual, as a member of a community. Elokai, my God, my relationship, unique to me, but I'm also a part of a community. Elokei Avotai, I have a Mesorah. And that Mesorah carries me as well. So when my words fail me, or when my own merit fails me, I stand before Hashem and I say, if my tefillot are not enough to carry what I need, Hashem, then please remember that I am part of the Avot, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and their prayers should be a schut for me as well. Save me. Tatzileini hayom uvachol yom me'azei panim. And it's so interesting, my friends, when you read this, think who said it. This is Rabbi Yehuda HaNasih. He's called Rabbeinu HaKadosh, or just Rabbi, a holy man. He was the one who collected all the Mishnayot and redacted it. And so what you're reading are the deep thoughts of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasih. This is what's on his mind. This is what he's saying. I need to daven for this. Our Chachamim felt that if Rabbeinu HaKadosh can daven for these things, then maybe they're appropriate for us too. But listen to what he says. Save me, and every day, from azei panim umei azut panim. Azei panim is what? It's brazenness. Then we've all had interactions like this, encounters, of people who are aggressive, disrespectful, insensitive, in your face. They're shouting, they're yelling, they may be insulting you. Those are azei panim people. And he's saying, please protect me that I don't come in contact with these people. But then he says something even more interesting. But I want you, Hashem, to save me from azut panim, brazenness, not on their part, on my part. Because you probably know, like I, if you're going to treat me like that, my blood pressure goes up within a second. And my natural inclination is, if you're going to come to me like that, I'm going to hit back at you. That's what we have. We have that human spirit. I'm not going to just stand there and take it. I'm not going to stand there and take it. And so he says, listen, Hashem, I know that I may be capable of the same sort of brazenness in response. So I need your help. If that should be the encounter I have, give me the strength to overcome it so I don't respond in a way which is going to be inappropriate. This is Rabbeinu HaKadosh talking about himself. Me adamra u'me chavera u'me shachenra. Now we've seen the previous two in the tefillah just above. Save me, please, from an Edomra, a person who is an evil person. May a Chaver run. I mentioned before, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, wait a minute, if you say Adam, why do you have to say Chaver? Just keep me away from any person who's Ra. Why a bad friend? Because sometimes a person, a friend, may start out to be a Chaver Tov, but at some point in the relationship, that could change. And I need to be aware. I need to be reflective. And you may have a friend that you were a friend with in high school, or in college, or in yeshiva. And things happen. And maybe that person is no longer such a good influence on you. So you need to be aware of that. But then he adds the one thing that was not mentioned prior. A shachenra. What's that different? Why not just add adamra? Because it's possible for me to keep away from an adamra. And it's possible for me to keep away from a chavera. Why? I'm making a point not going there. I'm not going to see this person. But your shachen, by definition, is around you all the time. That's what a neighbor means. You are a shachen because you live in close proximity. So what's the danger? The danger is what Chachamim sometimes say, oy le rasha, oy le shcheino. Sometimes being in close proximity to the wrong type of people can have an inappropriate impact on the person. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh is saying, I need you to help me in case I'm not able to my own. Mi pegara, those unexplained or sudden events that happen that catch us by surprise and might have some negative impact on us, even hurtful. Hashem, please keep me from this. Mi satan hamashchit. Listen to that. Satan hamashchit. Now, everyone has some sort of image. Satan. Satan is a negative force. So is there a good satan? Well, look at the word. It says, ha-satan ha-mashchit. Well, the satan is by definition, isn't it always a destructive force? So what does it mean, the satan ha-mashchit? So within rabbinic literature, the satan, of course, is the Yetzer Hara. You remember the famous Midrashim of Ahavram on his way to the Akedah, and the satan comes to stop him from doing what Hashem asked him. So the satan may be that sort of aspect which holds a person back from doing what he or she needs to do. It's that part of us. And I'm saying, please, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, keep away these forces. But there may be a satan that's the right type of satan. Meaning, and Rabbi Schwab suggests this in his book, that a satan might be an impediment that stops you from doing something. And that sometimes is used as well by the Chachamim, a satan baderech. Satan stops a person from doing that which they're intending to do. But that might be not a bad thing. There may be purposes or destinations you're heading to that may not be so good. So Hashem, if you think that there should be an impediment in my path to something that's inappropriate, put it there. Fine, stop me. But I don't want a satan hamashchit. If there is a goal, a place I need to get to, a personal destination, then please let there not be an impediment for which I cannot overcome if I need to get there. Me din kasheh, umi bal din kasheh. A din kasheh is, as is translated here in the art scroll, a harsh trial. What does that mean, a harsh trial? A din kasheh may not just be harsh trial. As some of Forshim say, it may be a complicated trial in which finding the truth, arriving at the truth, may not be so simple. And that should be our goal. Our goal ought to be to let the truth come out. And if the truth is hidden, if the truth is somehow concealed, then the deen is not going to be truthful and it won't have the effect that it needs to on me or whoever else is involved in the deen. So Hashem, if there's going to be a need, if it turns out that I must be involved in a deen and some sort of interaction which has to be adjudicated, let the truth come out. Let it not be so difficult for whoever is involved to find the truth. And mi ba'al deen kasher, which means what? A litigant who struggles to accept what the truth is. Because just because I'm going to court, and just because the Beit Din or the Dayan says, okay, this is the law, this is what it should be, the other person has to accept it. But if the person is not accepting it, then whatever way that we need to overcome the disharmony is not going to happen. And by the way, you may say, well, who is this referring to? Is it referring to the Dayanim? Is it referring to a court case? Baruch Hashem, I'm not involved in court cases. But everybody is involved in judgment. There isn't one person who does not involve himself or herself in some interaction of judgment. Not in a legal sense, but in a judgment sense. And so we ought to remember What we're looking for is the truth, not Lashon Hara, not to score sort of social points, but the truth. And finally, Rabbi Yudan Hasi says, and whether this interaction involves a Jew or a non-Jew, Ben Brit is a Jew, Ushe'eno Ben Brit is not a Jew, doesn't matter. The truth should be the truth. And whether the person that I need to develop or uncover the truth for is a member of my community, is a Jew or not a Jew, should not matter. The truth needs to prevail. Rabbi Hananya ben Akash Umer, Ratzag, Lesh Baruch Hu, 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 Lesh Baruch